The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. Tonight's majlis is dedicated to the memory of the tragedy in which the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt in Jannat al-Baqi were demolished by the Wahhabis, and this happened in the 8th of Shawwal 1925. The Shias around the world have always, you know, kept that memory in their minds. In different communities of the Shia world, you know, there are different ways of remembering this tragedy in order to keep this pressure on the Saudis about it, to make them realize that what they have done is indeed a crime against humanity. The Baqi organization, which started in U.S., for the last few years has been campaigning on a global level to create this awareness, not only among the Shias, but also among the Sunnis, especially the Sufi Sunnis, who also believe in visiting shrines, and they go for the ziyarat of their awliya, in order to galvanize this movement that next year, in the month of Shawwal, which will be 100th anniversary year of this tragedy. And the intention is to have a protest on a global level in order to increase this awareness about the madlumiyat of Ahlul Bayt by the hands of the Wahhabis. The Baqi organization actually has also been active by bringing this issue on the United Nations level. They actually made their presentation 2 years ago in Geneva at the Universal Periodical Review Sessions, which is held by the United Nations Human Rights Council, where they were basically, you know, presenting this complaint against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Wahhabis, or as they call themselves, the Salafis. You know, the question comes up, why did they do this? The problem is that in their mind, you know, they have this difficulty in accepting this concept of symbolism in Islam. They are not able to distinguish between what is known as ibadat and what is known as ta'zim. Ibadat is an act of worship, whereas ta'zim is actually an act of showing your respect to someone or something. These are not same things. And this is the problem, that they are not able to distinguish between one and the other. You know, if you look at the issue of visitation of the graves, ziyaratul qubur of the prophets and the imams, or, you know, anyone, especially if you go for that, from their perspective, it is considered to be an act of worship. And so going to the ziyarat of Rasulullah, even to the Baqi, or our harams, for example, in Iraq or Iran, for them, this is an act of worshiping. They consider that to be shirk, and therefore, they basically believe that when we have the power, we will erase all the symbols of idol worshiping. And this is what you see. Then Wahhabis, when they came into power, when they took over Hijaz, which was an independent country consisting of Mecca, Medina, Jeddah, Taif. They're basically, the first thing they did, you know, as if, you know, this is the kalima of Islam, is to erase the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba in Mecca and Medina. If they had their way, you wouldn't have seen this zari and the dome on the grave of Rasulullah. But that's where the pressure has been, and it seemed that the pressure has been there for almost, 99 years now, that they have not dared touch the shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's the same kind of mentality. Wherever people with their ideology of Wahhabism go, this is the same thing they do. You look at Taliban. The first time they got the, control of Afghanistan, this was the first item in their agenda. You look at ISIS in Syria and Iraq. They even went after the tombs of some of the prophets, not erected by the Muslims, by the Christians of early, even before Islamic era. The Khulafa came. Khulafa Rashidin came. They didn't have a problem with those tombs in Iraq. Banu Umayyah came, Banu Abbas came, Usmani Khilafat came. Nobody did anything. These people have a different way, your way of looking at things. And you see the same mentality, even if you look at this group in West Africa, Boko Haram, the same thing. They, wherever they get control momentarily, the first thing they do, if there's a shrine of the Sufis, they will try to demolish that. And so this is the mentality as far as Wahhabism is concerned. And what they cannot grasp, that the men source of their revenue before oil came was Hajj. And if you look at the rituals of Hajj, Hajj is entirely nothing but symbolism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran actually talks about it. He uses the term sha'airullah. Sha'airullah means the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Quran. Where has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this term sha'irullah? For what things? Interestingly, in Surah Hajj, in Surah Baqarah first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Safa and Marwa, the two hills, inanimate items, by the Kaaba. And what does he say? Inna Safa wal Marwa min sha'airullah. These two hills of Safa and Marwa are from the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is inanimate item. What about living things? Of course, even Maqam Ibrahim is included in that list there. When you come to the Surah Hajj, ayat number 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this animal that the Hajjis take for sacrifice in Mina. Al-mudna. Al-budna ja'alnaha lakum min sha'irullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even these animals, sacrificial animals that you bring, Allah says, we have considered that to be from the sha'air and the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lakum fiha khayr. There is goodness and khayr in it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically talks about an animal, a living thing, and even an inanimate object as symbols. You can't worship that. It's haram. But he says you have to do ta'zeem, because another ayat, ayat number 32 in Surah Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. He says, whoever honors or respects the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. This action of respecting the symbols of Allah is indication of the purity and piety of people's hearts. How would you know somebody's heart is, has taqwa, is pure or not? Allah says, one of the signs is go and see. Do they respect my symbols or not? Not worship. Ta'zeem. Ta'zeem means to respect or venerate something, to show your devotion and love and respect. Not the issue of worship, because ibadat is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else and no one else.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.